What's the rule?
I'm not going to talk. Ever.
Well, is that the spicy cheese or just the regular cheese?
No, there's... Are you on? Are we on?
We're on.
Oh. No, there's indie-style popcorn, which where they dip it in the caramel and then they roll it around in the cheddar cheese.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I didn't think you did, so I got you just regular cheese popcorn.
Cheese popcorn. It's the only way to go. Taylor's
Bakery.
You don't
mix?
I keep them separated.
But you mix your cereals.
I do.
But you don't mix your cheesy and sweet popcorn.
I melt my ice cream and freeze my candy bars.
I don't know if it's polite that I got this for you. I didn't open it in the car, though. I waited until I was in front of you.
Well, that's darn nice of you. Now you're going to eat it all. Is that what you're telling me?
I just need it because I ate all the donut holes on the way here.
Now, when you say all the donut holes, how many is that? A dozen?
No, actually, I only ate six. I ate half of all the donut holes. Again, trying to be polite so that you would have...
A donut hole. Do you go on Twitter on your desktop?
Uh-huh, sometimes.
Do you like the new feature where it goes, well, you were away?
No, I always say, don't show me this.
How do you do that? You can change that?
You can hit a button that says, don't show me this.
Where's the button on the desktop and the Twitter that says,
don't
show me
this?
Oh,
I don't know about desktop.
I just ask you.
You asked me if I get on Twitter on my desktop. You didn't ask me if I said, don't show me this on my desktop on Twitter.
Okay, when you say, so when you leave and come back, does it say, don't show me this? Or while you're away, does it do that?
It does while you're away, but while you're away, I don't know what their time frame is for while you are away.
You don't know?
I don't know what they think is away.
Where they were, how they been.
Yeah. Did you go to the grocery store? Did you go on vacation? Were you pooping? What were you doing?
You know, they don't know that yet, but they will. I guarantee that. All right. What does this say? Oh, this is our first one. Sorry, no question. Just letting you guys know I love the podcast. Thank you for what you do.
You're welcome.
That's from Scott Kerwin.
Thanks.
Dana Gould was on the show last week. He's amazing, and he has a podcast. And he was saying, you'd be surprised how upset people get when something you're giving them for free isn't on time.
Don't we know?
And we've explained this about a dozen times. If we have gaps in podcasts, there are good reasons.
Yeah.
And most of them revolve around a little soon-to-be 10-year-old girl. So calm down. I'm not mad at anyone. I want you to know that.
No, because then this is when the people who are rude send us another tweet that says, I was just wondering.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. It's my fault. I didn't. Let's see if we can get this to start.
Let's do this.
Hey!
In the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're receiving, but you can't.
I've said it before, I'll say it again, especially with the Pope coming to Philadelphia. You've got to go on YouTube and search Bob Schneider's Soul Train remix of Mudhouse. It's marvelous. They have the Soul Train dancers going down the line like they did with this plane in the background.
Original?
From the show, like in the 70s, 80s, yeah.
Original Soul Train dancers?
The original Soul Train dancers. Hi there! Thank you, and especially thank you, and welcome back to the Off the Air podcast. This is episode 157?
I don't know. We've been in the 50s for a minute.
It's been a while.
It's been slow.
And that's Bob Schneider.
Body, baby, yeah. I can call my shorty.
That's Mudhouse from the Californian collection, CD, download, however you find your music. That's Jess Hooker. I'm Chick McGee, and welcome back. Hi. She's eating popcorn. A long time ago, we had a thing where you would eat every week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why did we stop that?
Because people were they got all mad at me.
I don't know if they got... Did they get mad at you?
Maybe my kids just learned what butt hurt means. So anytime anybody's upset about anything...
Their butt hurt?
Their butt hurt. I was more concerned that my son knew where it came from.
Where did it come from?
Workaholics.
Oh, that and tight butthole.
Hey, he didn't say anything about tight butthole.
There's a tight butthole too. Like if something's really cool, that's very tight. That's a very tight butthole. I think that's what
you can just say very tight. You don't have to say tight butthole.
No, it's a tight butthole. Yeah, those guys. I watched that show.
And Lap Hog, you think that's hilarious.
Lap Hog is on Workaholics too, but I think we said it first. You said it first.
Lap Hog. No, I didn't.
I think you might have.
No, I didn't. I'm not that clever.
Oh, here's a good question we could go over. I want to talk about the new Ryan Adams 1989. He did all the songs from Taylor Swift's 1989. And
what's your favorite one on there? Ready? On the count of three? One, two, three.
Bad
Blank
Blood.
Space. Oh.
I'm curious. I just listened to it real quick. I was curious to see what he was going to do with Shake It Up.
Shake It Off.
Or Shake It Up. Shake It Off. Shake It Up.
It's okay.
Shake It Off.
Shake It Up is a show. Shake It Off.
Shake It Up is the Cars. Shake It Up.
Shake It Up is also a show.
But Shake It Off is...
on Disney.
A little bit too slow for me, I thought.
I'm going to go with you there.
Yeah.
I wanted him to have a little bit of fun with something.
Right. And just...
And he's very serious, it seems, through all of them.
Yeah.
There's a part where he says, God damn. And I know T-Swift doesn't say God damn.
Tay-Tay.
That's horrible. Nobody, don't say that.
Nobody calls him Tay-Tay.
No, there's one person that calls him Tay-Tay.
I'm getting mixed up with people who like Taylor Swift. And that's... I don't necessarily dislike Taylor Swift. I don't own any of Taylor Swift's music.
You don't?
I wouldn't.
Are you sure?
Okay, there might be some. Well, actually, now that I say that, I own music and videos now that I'm thinking about that. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
But it really does sound mostly like a Ryan Adams album.
The lyrics, that's the thing.
The lyrics are Ryan Adams'
lyrics.
So
I was listening this morning and I was thinking.
Oh, I don't want to tell you what I was doing while I was listening this morning. So.
No, but this morning when I was like, I feel like somebody.
I was a mess is what I'm saying. I'm not saying I was playing with myself. All right, go ahead.
Either or.
Okay.
That they're hanging out where he has, if you follow, you can follow Ryan Adams on Instagram. Is it Mr. Ryan Adams?
Mr. Ryan Adams is Instagram. And I don't know what he is on Twitter, but M-I-S-T-E-R.
But it would appear that he produces his music in a very cool place with a lot of.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah. And with a lot of those.
And you know, he recorded all these. They went
ting,
in.
Ting, ting, ting. What are those things called?
The
ball, and you pull it, and there's a spring, and ting, 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 and you hit the sides, the buttons.
A pinball machine.
Pinball machine.
The ting, ting, ting.
Ting, 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 ting.
I think they went in and added some stuff after they recorded some of the songs, but not very many. They did them all together at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
but I feel like somebody came in and they were like, dude, if you would have sang these lyrics... And then said, Taylor Swift wrote this album. Nobody'd believe you because this sounds like lyrics you'd write.
That's exactly what I... What's the name
of
that
one? Which
in
that
song?
Itself should tell you that Taylor Swift is actually... No, it's not actually. She is very talented.
Oh, I have never... But it's the Shake It Off.
It's the pop.
Yeah, it was just too... I can't get behind that.
Well... Max said, like her or not, this is pretty damn catchy. That's what he said when he heard Shake It Off.
I thought, now, Uptown Funk, that's catchy. I love that.
I don't ever want to hear that song again.
Ever?
Sorry, Bruno.
Bruno has me.
Really?
I am Bruno's.
Were you a big fan of the Watch Out Now, that guy? What's his name?
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No. The guy that reminds you of, or... No, this guy is probably a big inspiration for Bruno Mars.
Oh, James Brown?
Yes.
I like James Brown's backup band instrumental songs better than I do some
of
James Brown.
Who's that?
The Flames.
Mm-hmm.
The Fabulous Flames, I think. Remind me to, I have a song I'll play for you real quick from James Brown. But first. This is Ryan Adams.
Are we going to get in trouble?
No, this is fair use.
I know, but Sprinkle and Hofstetz, the people, the intelligent people that we know usually are like, yeah, you guys probably shouldn't do that.
Why?
Now we don't have anybody sitting in here go, nah, you guys probably shouldn't do that.
Well, that's why we're going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is good.
This is Shake It Off. All the music's free now anyway, right? You don't have... I mean, I bought it, but... I'm a grandpa. I mean, I don't know how else to do it.
I stay up too late. Nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many days. I can make them stay. Cause that's what people say. That's what people say. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind. It's gonna be alright. It's the prayers of the prayer. And the haters gonna hate. Baby, I'm just gonna shake.
Haters gonna hate.
Shake it off, shake it off. Heartbreaker's gonna break. And the fake is gonna fade. Baby, I'm just gonna
look at
shake.
This. Look.
It's so good.
I've got goosebumps.
It's nuts. It's good.
Yeah, it's unbelievably. And if you're right. If you, it's a new Ryan Adams album. Oh yeah, you know, he's writing his own songs and everything. No, Taylor Swift wrote this. Mm-hmm. Nah. Okay, here's my favorite one. Ready? But I have never heard any of the originals except Shake It Off.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I know all of them.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
It's different listening to them in headphones.
Mm-hmm. It's 2 a.m. in your car. Windows down past my street. Memory star sits in the past. Drive straight ahead. Thinking that I hate you now. Cause I still don't know what I know is said. I wish you would come back. Wish I'd never hung up the phone like I did. I wish that you'd been there. Never forget you as long as I live. I wish you were right here, right now. It's all good. Wish you were.
So now, is Taylor's that good? I mean, that's
her,
amazing.
That is a slower song for her. If that is not a pop-sounding song for her. I could actually...
We
could probably do Ryan. I don't know if we can get away with a little
contrast
T-swizzle.
And compare.
Yeah.
You think Taylor Swift's people would be here in the parking lot?
I think she's cool as fuck. She'd be like, yeah, whatever.
But they released this one early. This is this sounds exactly like Ryan Adams.
Uh-huh, the lyrics and everything.
And the way everything comes in.
Did you have to do this? Oh, did you have to ruin what was shining out so roasted? Did you have to hit me where I'm weak? Baby, I couldn't breathe and rub it in so deep. Salt in the wound like you're laughing right at me. It's so sad to think about the good times you and I. Baby, now we got bad. You know we used to have bad.
So I'm singing Taylor Swift.
Baby, now we got bad. Now we got problems. I don't think we can solve. You made a really deep cut. Baby, now we got bad.
Yeah, and Taylor has endorsed the whole thing, right? I mean, she tweeted about it.
I think you have to.
Yeah, you would.
Don't you have to?
I think it would just be a business transaction if she wasn't behind it, right? I would think that would go that way. Yeah, it's more of a...
So different.
Yeah. I don't know if I like her... rhyming solve them and problem, but it works.
Yeah. I don't know how to turn this off. Stop it.
Oh, all of a sudden.
I'm so sorry. I don't know how to stop it.
There you go. I knew you'd get it.
Thanks.
Where's James Brown? Here it is. This is a... Oh, this is a James Brown song. Ready? But it's an instrumental by his backup band.
Oh. That sounds like... Hang on. That there. Sounds a lot like Ryan Adams. Yeah. I like this. What do you call this?
Oh, it's not even... It's funk, I guess?
Yeah?
Most mornings, this is what I'm listening to driving into work.
Well, that's good. You feel like you're in a TV show, like the opening segment of a kick-ass like television
right.
show.
Like 60s Private Detective.
Yeah.
the name of the song is Why Am I Treated So Bad?
Oh, and you know what?
He's not done.
Oh.
Okay, what?
And if you were a private eye on television, what would your name be?
Chick Private Dick? I don't know. Mickey Spillane? Mike Hammer? I don't know.
No.
What, James? Okay. Yeah. Tonight on a very special Morgan Lawless Private Eye.
Morgan is the mom.
Gabriel Lawless Private Eye. Morgan's Mrs. Lawless? Well, hello to the whole Lawless family.
And their son Maverick.
And Maverick.
I don't know if I should say all this. He works for Century 21. He sells houses. Look him up.
He wants to get his name out there.
Yeah.
Gabriel Lawless.
Gabriel Lawless. Next time you got to buy or sell a house in Central
Indiana. He'll break the law.
He'll not break the law.
Okay. So that's our little music bit this time. We both love the new Ryan Adams.
I do.
It's... And,
So to find a song like that, do you just Google why am I treated so badly and that popped up? How'd that happen?
No, I got the James Brown album, The Popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And what was I listening to on this? Was it The Chicken? It might have been The Chicken. I don't know. Sounds like the end, doesn't it? Oh, no, it's the beginning.
Oh. I know the song.
Okay, this is the pop chord.
I don't like
you don't like this one? All right. Anyway, yeah, I just let it play, and there it just popped right up.
That's nice.
So there you go.
That's good.
You know what? I'm looking at my phone thinking, how am I going to get back to our theme song at the end of the show?
That's okay. We can take a break if you need to get back there.
Okay. Anyway, you want to go to Twitter questions now?
Let me look.
We've got some good ones. Do you want to go ahead and try?
I just realized it says sex in my Twitter name.
Yeah. The Just Sexpo. The Sexpo. Just Sexpo.
Oh, no.
No, it's Just Sexpo.
I know.
It's okay. Sex sells, right?
Somebody said that you should tell me how good Washington did yesterday.
It was amazing and unexpected, and like I tweeted you yesterday, I take full responsibility because me and the dogs and we were all up in all the players' grill for the entire game. It was I've never seen them. It's been a long time since they played that well all the way around.
I bet the girls were excited to see you excited.
Oh, they were barking
Sunday,
and stuff.
Yeah, they were. Did they have bandanas on or anything?
No, we're...
Did you put their uniforms on them?
For the purposes of public broadcasting, no, I didn't.
Liar.
They have their bandanas they wear. Yes.
This person, if you each had to start a new podcast, who would you choose as your co-host? Which is interesting.
Olivia
because,
Munn.
You know what? Hey, wait a second. Maybe you should stop and think about it.
No, I couldn't get her. I can't afford her. She's like a movie star.
What is she in?
Olivia Munn was in.
What was I gonna say? What did you just see her in?
Newsroom. No, she did. She's Brett Favre's girlfriend. No, Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend.
In real life.
In real life. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
And where did she
your
pop
screensaver?
Up? Oh, she used to be. No, the Redskins are my screensaver. She used to be on Daily Show. She was a correspondent on the Daily
She
Show.
Was?
And now she's an actress.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
She was great in Newsroom.
Huh. Yeah, she's like the control room lady in Newsroom, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like isn't she like some sort of pageant girl, but she's got like an 180 IQ or some crazy thing? I think that's her.
Yeah, it's a very much a rarity to be pretty and smart.
Well, I think that was the message in the show, I think is what...
Anywhere.
Toilet paper, over the top or under?
Always over the top.
That's always over the top, unless you have a cat. And I understand if you have a cat,
right?
You can't have it over the top because they will.
Well, if I had a co-host.
Unreal. No, there's no...
Oh, okay. I don't get to play this game. Never mind.
Go ahead. Who would you pick?
Nobody. Because I think that you know what? I would pick Pete the Planner. That's who I would pick because I had such a good time on his podcast. But
that
also,
hasn't been released yet for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. But
did we do bad?
I think we did.
We were on Pete the Planner's podcast and it was like a month ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Maybe he doesn't want to
That's okay.
It.
We have ones that we don't want to release.
That's not true.
But then we get lazy and we have to release them.
Then we have to release them. We get backlogged and we go, put that shit one out that we did. And
I want to do a serious podcast of me. Remember you said if I wanted to do a podcast of me just talking to people and taking emails, kind of like Pete does, but I'm not going to do it on money. I'm going to do it on other things like...
Life coach? Stuff like that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't want to say life coach. That sounds cheesy. Isn't there a better way to do that? Like a spirit guide. I will be your spirit guide.
Personal motivational expert.
Your life guide. Your life guide. Life guide.
Life guide instead of life coach.
Yeah.
Life guide.
Life guide.
Coach does imply you're wearing a whistle.
Coach implies that you got to be like kind of an. I don't know. I don't like coach right now. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like coach.
All right. Life guide.
Love the show. Craig T. Nelson.
Was not a fan.
You didn't watch that?
Not a minute.
Is that the same night that Wings was on?
Didn't watch Wings either.
You, oh my God, what were you doing?
I don't know.
Watching taped NFL games.
Okay, I'll give you that. I probably sound like that.
But in that time frame, what were you probably watching on
television? What year was that?
I don't know. Early 90s.
Early 90s. I don't know. Sopranos, maybe?
Was Coach an ABC?
Mm-hmm.
That's why. I don't know why I was watching that then.
You like the ABC.
No, I don't like the ABC. My mom liked the ABC. My mom liked the ABC soap operas.
I did too.
You did? I think we already talked about this. Loving All
life,
My Children.
One Life to Live.
One Life to Live, General Hospital.
I was really into All My Children when Natalie got stuck at the bottom of the well. That was an actual thing.
Was she a baby?
And not only that, no, it was a full-grown woman. Mm-hmm. Natalie was played by an actress. Her last name is Collins because her father is Michael Collins, who piloted Apollo 13 around the moon while Neil Armstrong and Buzz walked on the moon. Her dad was in.
You said piloted, and I thought you were like a producer piloted an episode of. I thought we were still on TV. He was an astronaut, and she was an actress.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate. Well, and a soap opera at that.
Stuck at the bottom. I'm sure that she was.
Maybe she was pregnant.
Very happy.
You know how like they put people in scenes where you can only see their face.
Well, that's a good
pregnant.
Idea. Yeah. Let's put her in the bottom of a well.
So then all you see is her looking up. You'd never see her belly.
You see her belly and her baby.
No.
That's a great angle.
Yeah, I don't know.
Remind me to mention the vodka before we go away.
Vodka.
Vodka. Chick's vodka.
How about now?
Delicious.
No?
Well, we're going to take some more questions.
But I think that I could do one. You said you would help me produce it. You said that.
I would sit here and record you and you could put it out as the Jess Hour or whatever you want to call it.
No, I don't want to call it that. Who came up with the name of your podcast?
This one?
Yeah.
Me?
No, you didn't.
Yes,
you
said, I did.
No, you didn't. PJ,
PJ
did.
PJ suggested off air. And I thought, I don't say off air when I'm not on the radio. I say I'm off the air.
Okay,
that,
but
so I added the.
Okay. Yes, then you totally came up with that idea.
What? Seems to be a point of contention.
I turned 40 this Sunday, Chick. What changed the most when you turned 40?
40?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Mm-mm. 55, 56, and 57, there's been a lot of changing, but nothing at 40. I was still a selfish prick.
Mm-hmm. At least you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I just read Fish in the Dark.
Oh, the Larry David thing.
Yeah. And one of the characters in that book has that, I think it's the same ability as the redhead lady from Taxi, where she can, you can say like October 21st, 1978.
Mary Lou Henner has a gigantic IQ.
But she also has the ability to tell you what she was doing on any given day. You can give her a date and she can tell you exactly what happened that day.
I don't know how that would
There's like 40 people on the planet that, can do that.
How would that come in handy though?
I don't know. It sounds like your own fucking personal prison. That sounds terrible. I would never want to know that.
I remember enough shit, okay?
I remember zero things, and that's probably why I'm still alive.
If I remembered any more clearly,
I know.
I'd have even more of a problem than I do, okay?
I'd be in a goddamn cave somewhere if I remembered anything.
So, like, you go October 12th, 1992, she would...
Yep, she'd say, I went to the grocery. I had toast and a cup of coffee.
Okay, but hang on, your mother called,
and she's a bitch.
Well, this is like that Bob Schneider song, the A King of the World, on the extended Lonely Land.
Yeah.
This guy says he could tell you the name of every person that he's ever gone to school with.
Right. I think that's true.
Well, but Bob adds the lyric, I guess he could, or something like that. There's no way to check it.
No, there's
not. If you can just come up with names.
Yeah.
I don't know if she had toast on October 12th, 1992.
No, you don't know.
Well, maybe she's just a liar.
You can assume that they're honest. I don't know. What if they write it down every time, and then you could fact check them that way, I guess, maybe. Do you prefer hubbub or brouhaha?
I like hubbub.
Do they mean the same things?
What's the hubbub, bub? That's a Bugs Bunny thing.
Okay. About a brouhaha sounds like a place to drink a beer and see a comedian.
Why isn't that the name of a comedy club?
Right?
The brouhaha.
The brouhaha.
Here, let's look it up. Brouhaha. I don't think it doesn't look like it's really the name of...
Should I be saying Jeff Simpson is the one who said brouhaha hubbub? That was his question.
Oh, here's the definition.
Eric Fenton, also.
This is the Urban Dictionary, but it's not dirty. The act of a fight or skirmish, most commonly with a group of people. During the brouhaha, Todd was shot.
I don't know if someone was shot, I don't know if I would use the term brouhaha to explain the event.
Hubbub, a commotion generally from a large group of people. Virtually no difference.
Did anybody die?
What's all the hubbub about?
Yeah, that sounds much more lighthearted than brouhaha.
The brouhaha, the act of a fight or skirmish most commonly with a group of people.
So there's a group of people. One's hubbub. Negative, one's not.
Hubbub, a commotion generally from a large group of people.
So it's a difference in a commotion?
Brouhaha looks like it's a fight or a skirmish.
Uh-huh.
Hubbub is a commotion.
So commotion is just like maybe some people getting loud, maybe getting a little handsy, but nothing.
Nobody said anything about getting handsy.
I don't mean sexy handsy. I don't mean sexy hands. I mean like just like, you know, like hitting somebody or like tagging them in the balls or something, maybe. Something small.
What's sexy handy?
Getting sexy hands.
Can I do a question now?
I guess.
If you were to open a restaurant, what would be the theme and type of food sold?
I don't want to tell because I want to do it one day.
Okay. Well, what would be banned?
Oh, what would be banned? Mean people.
No, you'd have all foods, but no mean people allowed.
No, I wouldn't have foods. I don't think I'd have foods banned. Well, yeah, I mean, I would have like, I don't know. I would just have real food. That's all. That's it. That's the only thing.
Real delicious.
Real food.
Grown by farmers food.
No, just real food. Yeah, I mean... That's where our food comes from. That's where real food comes from.
Have you been to Milktooth yet?
No.
I think, what's his face works there?
Oreo Jones.
Messer.
Yes. Chris Messer doesn't work
He's
there.
He's just there all the time.
He works at Bluebird. Chris Messer is the bass player for the Pork Pistols, and I don't know if they use his real name, but...
Where's the Bluebird? What do you mean, in Bloomington?
Bluebeard. Bluebeard. Yeah.
Is that on Mass Ave?
Virginia,
okay. Did you see those pictures of him and that guy? I don't know who the guy is.
He's on his baseball vacation.
Oh, that's funny.
He is funny. I love him.
Toilet paper. We did that one. They just texted our names or tweeted our names. No question.
Thanks, Kenny.
Good job, Kenny.
No, he tried again. How are you guys? Okay, we're good. Good question.
Check more time next time and I'll have a better question.
Oh, he didn't. He had to think about it.
Here, I'm going to tweet him. We're still recording.
Ryan asked, what's the biggest blessing being a parent? And what's the biggest challenge of being a parent? He only asked because apparently he's newly married and been having some discussions about whether or not they want to have children.
Well, the blessings...
I wonder how old he is. Because I can honestly say that if I had
he's
waited...
pretty young, it looks
if
like.
If I had waited later on in life to have children, I probably would not have had children.
Well, see, now I say that if I could have waited,
You would have been better?
I would have been a better, much better father. Yeah. But...
Oh, I'm sure I would have been a better mother if I'd have waited till I was older, too. But I think that I also probably would not have. This is going to sound weird, but it's nice to be able to... I don't know what that luxury would be like, to be able to do whatever you want. You know what I mean? And my brother is 2 or 3 years younger than me, and he, watching him have that luxury is just like, huh, you know, I wonder. But in the same breath, I was a very young mother, so my kids will be, you know, I have my 40s, you know, then they're going to be doing whatever
they're going to be. Under the Eiffel Tower with a camera.
Who, my kids or me?
You.
Oh, no. I don't want to go to France.
No?
No. I don't know. There's people that have ruined it for me. I don't want to go.
The blessings for being a parent are...
endless.
That's one way to look at it, or you really got to be aware of them when they come around.
Kids teach you a lot, I think, whether it's good or bad.
No, the truest thing in that movie, Parenthood, is...
oh, yeah.
One of the kids is just a constant fuck-up, and...
It's
his brother is upset at their father because his father's baby
who's
the one
father?
Is the fuck up, Jason Robards.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. But I always thought of the actor that plays the fuck up son.
Tom Hulse.
Yeah, as like a poor man's help me.
This is the guy who was in Animal House.
The Avenger?
He played Mozart.
No. Yes, he played Mozart.
Yeah.
But Robert Downey Jr.
Oh yeah. Robert Downey. You mean Iron Man?
Yeah.
Well, he is an Avenger, though. You're right.
Yeah, he is an Avenger.
Steve Martin plays the responsible son, and Tom Hulse is the...
And there's a huge age difference between them. Well, I don't know if that's
right. Fuck off, son. Yeah. And yeah, but Tom Hulse gives their dad, Jason Robards, a big line of crap about got a new opportunity, needs some money, and of course, Jason Robards is whatever you need.
Yeah.
And then he walks away, and Steve Martin goes, why do you do that? Why do you... He goes, you remember when... your children were little and they were in those onesies and they're playing with their toys.
Yeah.
You never lose that.
And you never forget that.
That's who I see when I see him.
Yeah.
And that's the true part. Yeah.
That you see your kids at that age.
You see your kids at that age. And it really smacks you in the face when you least expect it. So
I haven't had that experience yet with, actually I take that back. I've had that with my daughter a lot lately, but my son... I think I don't think about it as much because he is literally morphed into a man in the last year, and it is, it's overwhelming. But his girlfriend, he has a girlfriend, by the way.
This is a girlfriend. He calls her his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And this is the first one ever. In sixth grade, I think that's normal. I guess. I don't know. I had a boyfriend in second grade. I had a boyfriend in kindergarten. Never mind.
I don't doubt that.
But she, Max has a mustache, like for a sixth grader. He has a decent mustache for a sixth grader. He's the only kid that has a mustache in sixth grade right now. But I was just like, dude, you should probably shave that before school pictures. And he was like, I don't think so. I was like, all right, your call. It's up to you. That's fine. And if I were him and I was in sixth grade, damn sure my mustache was going to be in my school picture.
I worked on this.
Yeah. And but then he woke up this morning and he told me last night that his girlfriend said she wanted him to shave his mustache. And I said, so, and like I always do in my brain, I go, oh, fuck, react appropriately to whatever, you know,
was, when I asked you to do it, you said flat no.
No, I didn't.
That's what you wanted to say.
I wanted to say you do whatever the fuck you want to do is what I wanted to say. And I said, so, you know, all mom, so what do you think you're going to do?
Well, what do you think you're going to do, Wally?
Yeah, and he was like, I'm not going to. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, you just don't want to? And he was like, nah, I just don't. I'm not. And he's like, I'm just not going to. And I said, okay. That's, I was relieved. I was relieved.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing, I think it's different with a mother and a daughter and a mother and a son, obviously.
Oh, that's a crazy
it is.
Dynamic.
It is. And
you're doing very well, believe me.
I don't know. Do you remember things from your childhood that you know that your parents probably would have no recollection of?
Oh, sure.
Isn't it strange? And there's things that probably molded and shaped you that your parents probably thought either you forgot or you had no memory of or anything like that. I'm always concerned about those moments of like when they see me at a low point or when they see me with a beer in my hand, or I'm always concerned about what they're going to take away from this.
I'm going to try to get through this without crying, and I think I can.
Power through.
The most I've ever been affected by anything as far as my mom and dad goes was it was a very cold winter and our pipes froze.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother could not take her bath that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
she wasn't happy.
My dad was under the house at like 4 a.m. trying to unthaw the pipes.
Right.
And this is in the 60s.
Right. And it's not necessarily.
So he had paper down there and matches trying to heat the pipes up. And he couldn't get them unfrozen. He came up, he squatted like a catcher in the living room and started to sob because he couldn't unthaw the pipes for my mother.
Do you think that's when you knew how much your father loved her or was scared of her?
I have to be honest. I have always looked at that incident as how terrified he was of her.
Terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure.
But do you think?
I'm sure he loved her, but.
Yeah, but do you think?
Is that love, though? I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
To be that scared of somebody?
But do you think that was probably like.
You know what Kramer said? There's nothing more sad than a grown man being terrified of a woman.
Yeah. But do you think that was like the straw that like that was just like leading up? It was a lot of things that had happened.
Oh, God.
And that was just another thing. Why do they make sayings like that so close to each other? Because I almost said the needle that broke the camel's back, needle in the haystack, straw, camel, all of that. Look at all that. How easy is it to get all those things mixed up?
It's all kind of connected right there with each other, isn't it?
It is.
Well, thanks for reminding me of that.
We were talking about actually us, but what's the greatest joy? I know you've recently shared about your youngest daughter and how happy you are that she's finding her way, a way that you probably knew early on was her path. And now she's finding it on her own and how rewarding that must be. That must be a little, you can pat yourself on the back there,
Dad. Yeah, I'm very excited. Yeah. No, and I, she has grown up around some very strong-willed women.
Absolutely.
And I have told myself and told only you that I know I'm in there somewhere. And I'm not saying that I'm a pussy, but I'm saying that push comes to shove, I'm going to yield because I don't know why I do that.
Because there were a lot of other voices.
Yeah.
There are a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
And she's coming around every time I talk to her and every time I see her to my way of thinking more and more. And I see me and her a lot more than I used, especially when it's just me and her. So
that's good.
There you go.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, man.
Do you have one?
You know, somebody tweeted me the last... a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago about why does Chick talk about his shitty childhood all the time? But in the abstract, fucking Freud, I mean, it all gets back to that because all of my pet peeves, everything, all of my relationships, everything, you can trace it right back to my saint of a mother. That was sarcasm.
But you know what? I think that a lot of people are like, why does Chick always talk about it? Well, you can say that Chick has probably very openly talked about it a little more in the last 5 years than you ever have.
Oh, absolutely.
Because up until 5 years ago, you were probably self-medicating. miserable.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not self-medicating. No, I'm just, no, I'm...
But you're more open to, but you got to talk about it. You got to feel it to heal it. Is that a thing? I don't know.
Fake it till you make it. I know that's a thing.
Okay, see? I keep mixing
Feel it to heal it?
Feel it to heal it. You got to feel it to heal it.
I don't think I've ever heard that, but I like it very much.
Yeah, you got to feel it. Remember when we would talk about things and I'd be like, if you're angry right now, you're supposed to be angry. That's probably
right.
The appropriate emotion.
Right.
So be angry for as long as you want to be angry.
Of all the things you've taught me, and I'm the most thankful for, that is...
Yeah.
Because if I was upset or crying, stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, suppress. Push it down. Get it out of here.
But my biggest pet peeve would be that I pronounce I's like E's and...
uh-huh.
If you're conducting commerce in some sort of department store, grocery store, whatever,
okay.
And there's someone in the middle of the aisle,
uh-huh.
Like they're the only person in the world,
uh-huh.
And they won't get out of your way.
Okay.
That drives me up a fucking wall.
And because in your mind, they know, they are aware that you're walking up.
And they are doing it to piss me off.
Yeah.
And because I was taught
from power move.
Day yeah. I could think I was in the way.
Yeah.
And you better get the fuck out of the way because... You're insignificant and...
Yeah. Well, I know that I've been with you in grocery stores where it's been so, like, it's chaotic. And we always look at each other and we're like, fuck, we're out of here. Like, just leave the cart and we're leaving. Because
yeah.
It was just too busy or too much.
Yeah. This is going to be bad.
And that is a trigger for you. It's just, you're going to start sweating. It's going to get bad. My biggest pet peeve is when people... use the word ideals in place of the word ideas. Those are two very different words.
Does that still happen?
Oh my God, does it happen?
I don't hear it that often.
I know I make mistakes grammatically all the time, but that ideal and ideas, those are two completely different words. Totally different.
Idea is an idea, and ideal is an ideal. I would think ideal is a little bit more abstract than an idea. Or maybe, well...
No, they're different. That's different.
An ideal is...
Yeah.
Perfect, right?
Yeah, this is ideal. Or no, an ideal. An ideal is like a belief or a...
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess...
The ideal man or the ideal...
Yeah.
House or...
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah.
An idea man would be
yeah,
an inventor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're two different words.
Yeah, it really bothers me.
But I still say I don't use sit and set correctly. I'll say sit down in the chair. That's
I had
not
a
correct.
Yoga teacher that lost her goddamn mind when somebody was teaching for the first time and she said, sit on your mat. And she was like, stop, everybody stop.
Freeze!
Yeah, she was like, nothing drives me more crazy. And I was like, well, now I'll remember.
Holy moly.
Is Hooker Street in Fort Myers, Florida named after Jess for her scandalous spring break visit? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
That's where it happened.
Yes, it is.
That's from Honky Cat. I like his profile pic.
Oh, it's a...
It's a big dog.
It's a boxer dog.
Is it a boxer?
Mm-hmm. I had a boxer named Lily when we were kids. Not kids. I was in middle school and high school, and her ears were completely crooked. I mean, like, visibly crooked, and she was cross-eyed. She had an eye that went in. She had a crazy, go-funny eye.
Really?
Yep. And I left for college, and then when I came, the first weekend I came back, she was gone.
What's the...
Well, up until about 3 or 4 months ago, I kept saying, well, she went to live on a farm. And I said it every time, and never once did I question that she was not on a farm somewhere.
The first weekend I went to West Virginia
mm-hmm.
to work,
yeah.
I was gone like 2 weeks, and I came back. I guess it would have been, I was maybe gone 15 days. It seemed like I was gone longer. I don't know why I was homesick, but I was. And I... pulled up in front of the house, and my cat was dead across the street.
Oh, no.
I had a little black kitty cat when I was a kid.
Aww.
And I had to go pick it up because it was cold. It was frozen.
It was a frozen kitty cat.
It was a frozen kitty cat.
Mm.
Yeah. Shouldn't have gone home. I think that was a sign that I should just stay away.
Yeah.
I didn't, but.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Hmm.
There's another we call it Ghost Kitty now. Do you remember that white cat we found dead under the house?
Yes.
Got in the crawl space?
Yes.
There's one that roams around the neighborhood.
It looks like that cat?
But he has no ears. His ears, something.
A zombie kitty.
Yeah, something has bit off his ears. He's got an eye that's like not there, like that's like half healed over.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, that's the ghost kitty.
It's the ghost kitty.
It's ghost kitty. And he'll just be like chilling. He won't, he doesn't hide. Like if he wants to lay down, he'll lay down right in the middle of someone's yard and just watch you drive by. It's scary as shit.
Oh my God.
I know. So we just call him Ghost Kitty. And you know, Addie. Is that the one that Chicky took out from under the house? I see that dead cat. Remember you guys were trying to hide it from her?
Oh, yeah.
I see that dead
John
cat.
John Mark and I were getting, we're walking along. I put it behind you. I see the dead cat. She couldn't have been
four
or five. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that was funny.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Yep.
Any chance of getting Tom on the podcast?
No.
No. That ship has sailed. I don't think that's ever going to happen. We could wildly speculate about how he would answer questions if you'd like. We can do that one time.
Ooh, oh, here, let's do that. So, Tom, how did you get started in radio?
Well, I'm sorry, what was the question? I don't know. He had the whole world to... he has an Ivy League education. He could have done anything, and he chose morning radio. I mean, he's been very successful, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your dream guest for the podcast, Jess? Dream guest for the podcast.
Maybe my dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could I be excused for that one? Maybe that should be the first episode of your new podcast.
Oh, no. Or I don't think I'm going to have guests on my podcast.
Or you could call your podcast Jess and Dad.
No. No. Uh-uh. I say dream guest because it's a dream. It will never happen. And I'm not even going to ask him because it's that the thought of him and I, close quarters, having an ongoing conversation. We talk about a lot of things. We talk on the phone a lot and we, you know, but.
Yeah, you talk about a lot of movies and actors and.
I know, but TV we talk shows. About other things now. But my dad's a very private person. That's all. He's very funny. So my dad works at Lucas Oil Stadium, and I was at the game for the Dragons. The Dragons football game was Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and or Saturday night. Saturday night.
Did they win? Go Dragons?
Yeah, they won.
They always win, right?
It was like 70-2 or something.
The Dragons could beat the Redskins, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure, too. But speaking of, Todd Yoder's going to be in town.
I saw that. You sent me the...
Todd Yoder is a Dragon New Pal alum, and he's also a...
Won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay and was on the Washington
played
Redskins.
For the Redskins, yeah.
For a couple, and we saw him...
He's getting inducted into the New Palestine Football Hall of Fame.
We saw him when we went to see, when Joe took us to the Bears game?
Yeah. No, yes, it was. It was a Monday night Bears game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we met John Riggins, and Joe introduced us to John Riggins. And
I was like, oh my God, that's Todd Yoder.
Todd Yoder.
I went to high school with him.
I yelled New Palestine, and Todd held up a finger.
Yeah, he gave you a fist. Yeah.
So I'm sure if I recall that story to him, he'll
remember
the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another.
Who's your dream guest?
My dream guest?
Yeah.
Clooney.
Really?
I think so. No, I don't know. Groucho, probably.
Can we do a living?
No, you know what? Dick Cavett.
Dick Cavett, Sergeant Dick. Dick, isn't that a joke somewhere? What is that on?
Dick Cavett was a talk show host.
Yeah.
In the late 60s, early 70s. Right in there when Johnny Carson, he was on ABC late at night. But he interviewed Gore Vidal, William F. Buckley, John Lennon. He had very... different guests than the other talk shows.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And
I just realized what I was saying. You said Dick Cavett, and they said, and I don't think they say Dick Cavett, but then they say like Dick York, Private York,
Sergeant.
York, Sergeant
Dick
York,
Sergeant.
Dick Sergeant York. But they do that. Is that in Wayne's World that they do that scene? Does that sound right?
That sounds like something.
I think it is.
He'd write.
Sorry.
There's another Austin Powers coming out. Did you hear about that?
Ugh. No.
Well, I think so.
Mm.
No good?
I never was a fan.
No?
Never. Never. Did not. Loved the music. Did not like anything else.
You know who's in the band? Ming-T.
No.
Susanna Hoffs. Because she's married to the director.
Of the movies?
Jay Roach.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
You love her.
Or was. She's a cutie.
Is she still cute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while.
I know. Now you got to Google that shit, don't you?
Google up that shit.
Hmm.
Hmm. Which golden girl do you identify with? I didn't really
the
watch.
The slutty one.
I didn't. Yes. I'm the whore. That was Rue McClanahan, I think, wasn't
She's
it?
She's died. Rest in peace. Yeah. Sign of the cross.
Gonorrhea? What was it?
Mm-hmm. I think it was the Sif.
I would. It would probably be wisecracking B. Arthur. I think that would probably.
You For, identify I've with seen a lesbian? Was she a lesbian?
B. Arthur?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Was she?
I don't know. What was the show she did before Golden Girls? It Madge? Marge?
Maud?
Maud.
It was a spinoff of All in the Family.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Maud was Edith's cousin, I think, who came on one of the shows and gave Archie shit. That's how she got her.
Oh, really?
How she got her show, yeah. The Jeffersons was a spinoff of All in the Family.
I did know that. I did know that. I've seen that episode.
Did you ever watch The Golden Girls? I mean, Susan Harris can write a show. That's pretty good.
But. Nope. She liked boys. I was wrong.
B. Arthur?
Mm-hmm. She was married to Gene Sachs. S-A-K-S.
Yeah, he's in...
like The Store?
No. Mm. He's... well, he might be, but I don't think so. He was an actor for a while, and he was a director, I think. And
then Robert Allen Arthur.
Did he direct?
He was a screenwriter.
I don't want to... guess what he directed because I'll sound
Gene Sachs.
I want to say he directed The Odd Couple.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Barefoot in the Park, Cactus Flower.
He was an amazing director. Brighton Beach, best direction of a play. Brighton Beach, Biloxi Blues, and those were.
Oh, God. Did I tell you that I watched? I did tell you that I watched Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out there's not a restaurant at Tiffany's.
No.
No. Which I have thought since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, that you can have, you used to be able to have breakfast at Ellis Ayers. I thought it was like that. There wasn't there a restaurant in Ellis Ayers, the Tea Room?
That chicken velvet soup. Oh.
Yeah, see? That's a real thing. And then.
See, words can have different meanings.
No, it was about breakfast at Tiffany's. It was. It just wasn't in the restaurant serving her. And I also watched An Affair to Remember.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
You should watch next.
One of my favorite movies of all time is The Apartment.
Oh, yeah. With
Jack Lemmon and...
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine.
That's a good one. Where they're using the apartment for mm-hmm. the guys he works with.
Mm-hmm.
Gives them keys and they switch back and forth. Yeah, that's a good movie. Days of Wine and Roses, that's a great movie.
Yeah?
Jack Lemmon's in that.
I like Jack Lemmon.
It's about two alcoholics.
Oh, really?
But they're never really alcoholic at the same time. It's really interesting.
Is The Odd Couple the one where he answers the phone? It's his ex-wife?
Yeah, that's where I got my first, I still call my first wife Blanche.
Yeah.
Because he's playing poker.
Yeah.
And his son calls him. Oscar goes, hello, Oscar Madison. Oh, divorce, broken, sloppy. Huh? What? No, there's no Dabby here. What? Daddy! Oh, Christ, it's my kid! Hi, Daddy! Hi, Brucey, how are you, honey? All right, put your mother on. Hello, Blanche, how are you? Yeah, whatever. 4 months. I can't be 4 months behind. That's impossible. Yeah. I watched that movie probably 50 times, and I laugh every time. He's taking pills. My God, he's taking pills. This is when Felix is trying to kill himself. And Oscar goes, he could have taken vitamins. He could be the healthiest one in the room. Yeah, that's Neil Simon.
My brother ate all of the purple Flintstone vitamins one time, and we had to call Mr. Yuck.
Oh, because you guys were home by yourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
My mom was there. Well, nobody saw him do it, and then by the time we realized he did it, my mom called. I called Mr. Yuck, but I was expecting I was expecting a male and a female answered the phone, and I was like, I must have the wrong number, and I hung up, and then my mom called him back and So I thought a guy should answer the phone.
Because it says Mr.
Yuck. It says Mr. Yuck.
Mrs. Yuck.
Yeah. No. No.
Mr. Yuck
no.
is what it said.
Yeah.
Oh. I got to go watch The Odd Couple now.
Yeah. Do we have no more questions? Is that it? That all we have?
I think that's it. We answered a bunch.
We did?
Do you want to answer some more?
Doesn't feel like it.
Will Jason Hoffe return as a guest soon?
No.
No, the farther he stays away from this show, the better. That's what I say. Does that make sense?
Somebody asked how, Kyle asked how Addie was. We were just talking about it. Addie's had a rough couple weeks, but we are going to the hospital in mid-August to start the ketogenic diet.
October.
Because August was last month. October's next month.
I know what you mean. I speak Jess.
I know. Yeah, so, no, she, how's Addie? She's not good, but she's going to get better. So, yeah.
Vodka. Let's talk about vodka. Who wants to talk about vodka?
Do you have any?
It is true that I have my own brand of vodka coming out. It's being made by the Mississippi River Distilling Company in the Quad Cities. And I'm expecting a case of Chick's Vodka to arrive at my door any day. And it will be available in Chicago at Bindi's Liquors and in Indiana at Big Red Liquors.
Are you allowed to announce that?
Yep. And I'm forgetting some of the stores in Iowa. There are two more stores that I'm
in
not
Iowa?
Remembering. Yep. But initially, initially, it's going
to
be available in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Oregon.
God's country.
Yeah, all the cool states.
In Oregon.
Oregon.
We need to be in Colorado. We should be in Colorado.
Ohio's going to legalize marijuana.
When?
Have you seen this? November.
Tomorrow?
November.
Oh, I thought you said tomorrow.
November. Tomorrow. November. 52 to 48.
I hear the difference. 52 to 48. Really?
52% in favor of legalizing marijuana right now.
You know what? I just thought that's really high for a football game. I thought that's what you're telling me about the Redskins. Sorry.
And Stephen Colbert did my joke on the show about it.
Did you send it to him?
No, but he goes, now Ohio really is hot,
high.
Round on the end and high in the middle. Yeah. That's my favorite.
That's kind
Ohio
of an easy joke.
What does that mean?
I mean, to relate that to marijuana.
That's true. It does have high right there in the middle of the state. So. Middle of the name.
So when is the availability happening for the vodka?
It's supposed to be October 1st.
Are those new glasses?
Mm-mm.
Your eyes look extra big. No, but put them on.
Maybe my face is smaller.
Those are like bifocals almost.
They're just reading glasses.
Like bifocals.
Have you
almost
eaten all my cheese popcorn?
No, I can't eat anymore. I had 6 donut holes, a half a chocolate donut, and a lot of this cheese popcorn.
Oh, and in a couple weeks, we are going to reorder.
Chased by coffee. Coffee chaser.
You drank too much coffee.
No, I didn't. I haven't had coffee in weeks.
We're going to have new shirts coming.
Ooh, real new or just
same shirts,
new
only
stock.
We're going to reorder so everybody can have them now instead of just the girls. There are no men's sizes left. We sold out of the men's.
We should have somebody in charge of merchandising.
A couple of weeks, we're going to have new shirts. I promise.
I feel so bad that people have waited like a whole extra week for this podcast and it's...
This is what they've arrived at?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was fine.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we could have a guest. Can you come back later this week? Maybe we'll interview somebody.
Yeah, we can. I don't care. Who else is going to be here?
Chef's going to be here.
Who? You think he'd do our podcast? Where is he going that he's going to... Wow, that's very nice of him.
I think he's got a book.
He seems so neat.
Kevin Meaney. He'd be great.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He was... he said, what's his joke? If you think...
Round in the middle, high in the...
If you think coming out being... telling your mom and dad you're gay, you should try having to tell your wife.
That's funny. He did that?
Kevin Meaney. Mm-hmm.
Did he have to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
He's a funny guy. Funny guy.
If you think you're worried about the... That's because that's like my new favorite show.
What?
I've watched the whole season, the whole first season twice.
Which one?
Grace, Frankie and Grace, Grace and Frankie.
Oh, I haven't watched any of it.
I know, you don't like it.
I haven't, I didn't say that.
Have you watched Transgender?
No.
Not Transgender, Transamerica.
I love Jeffrey Tambor too.
I love Jeffrey Tambor. And I think.
Did you watch the Emmys last night? We didn't talk about the Emmys.
I didn't watch the Emmys.
Oh. Yeah. I think it was nice that John Hamm won.
I have Apple TV, so unless I get, like, I need to figure out an antenna situation so I can watch regular television. Because it's hard to watch football games. I can't watch Sunday morning. I can't. There's some things on regular television I can't
see. I
thought
you had an indoor antenna.
I do. That doesn't work.
I thought it was working.
It does not work.
I'm really confused.
I mean, it works enough, but there's a lot of digital...
A lot of pixelating. Yeah, well, that is the bad thing about
the
HD signal.
So what do I have
to
do? Do I have to get one of those giant ones?
You're going to have to find somebody who knows a little bit about television and come out there and hook up an exterior antenna.
Am I supposed to have a box? Oh, an exterior. But aren't you supposed to have a box for the digital regular TV?
Tuner.
A tuner?
No, you have a digital antenna hooked up to the input.
Yeah, but remember when they were telling people you had to order these boxes?
Yeah, but that was for TVs that didn't receive.
I do not have an external.
Your TV receives HD signals.
Oh.
You're okay there.
Yeah, so I have this beautiful television with Apple TV and Netflix and Hulu and all of the things, and then I seriously have fucking bunny ears with foil on top.
Okay, they're rabbit ears.
But whatever.
I like bunny ears better. Of course, and you need an external antenna. You need to get something out on the second floor is what you
people
need.
Are going to think I got like a CB handle or something going on. I get one of those big
antennas
on the side
of my house.
Well,
no, that's not going to be the case. They're just going to realize that you like to watch TV. You participate in commerce.
How big is it, though?
The one I have is...
Where did you put it?
It looks like it's in my bedroom window. I don't even put it outside.
Put outside.
But I'm nearer to the, I'm closer to the city than you.
Yeah, to humanity.
Unless Newpal gets their own TV stations.
There's a large.
Oh God.
I live by the railroad tracks, and then behind that is a great big huge antenna tower or radio tower of some kind.
That's where you need to put your TV antenna. Have somebody shinny up that baby and put an antenna right at the top of that.
That's funny. That sounds terrible. People
shinny?
Probably think no. People where I live, like that sounds like that just sounds terrible.
No, it's
a terrible location.
Your house is beautiful, and your land is even more beautiful.
I know, but
other than the cell tower. You know, I mean, that's right there.
In the railroad.
The train goes by so often you won't even notice it.
You don't notice.
I know. That's the way human beings are.
I don't notice. But my brother and I both had the same dream about a train derailing and hitting our house, though. How far do you think the railroad tracks are from our house?
Can't be 100 yards.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that close?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Well, could you get a football field in between your back door and there, but
I don't know,
but just barely.
Just barely, you think?
Yeah.
Huh. That's kind of embarrassing.
Have you ever heard about that? The frog experiment?
You tape a frog to the railroad tracks?
You put a frog in a frying pan?
Oh, no.
And heat it up gradually? No, the frog doesn't
mine's
even...
Mine's completely different.
The frog doesn't...
Sorry, PETA.
The frog doesn't even know the frying pan's getting hot.
Why?
That's the way... Organisms work.
They adapt that quickly to their environment?
But if you heat up the frying pan first and put the frog in it, it knows it's hot.
He knows it's hot.
Shit going on happening that you don't even know about. And you get used to it.
Where'd you read that?
I didn't read it anywhere.
But did you conduct the experiment?
I heard it.
You go over to Shea Chick and you got frogs and frying pans?
I got frogs and frying pans and assholes and elbows and everything.
Do you know that? Do you know the story with assholes and elbows and me?
And you?
Yes.
No, but I'd like to hear it.
You're
going to have to change some names, it sounds like.
No, I don't have to change any names. So I've been on PTO and done things for school for a long time and room parents and everything.
That's a way to for people to tell them to get busy, right? I don't want to see anything but asses and elbows.
I didn't know what it was, and I'd never even used the term.
Right.
But you have to come up with games for fall party,
like a
spring party.
Like the carnival?
No, like just games that the class will play. They stay in their classroom, they have a treat, and you play some games.
They have a treat.
It's like a birthday party.
Okay.
Yeah, like a treat bag. What do you want me to say?
Oh, a treat bag. Okay.
We give them fucking filet mignon, and then we have them play pin the tail on the donkey.
Said treat, a prize. Give them a prize bag.
Sure, yes. But, so, you know the game where you hold the orange between your elbows and you pass it to the next person and you can only use your elbows? Yeah, you got to like squeeze them together in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like...
That's like a bar game, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
But the kids loved it. It was a big hit. And
well, maybe
like,
the orange under the neck is the bar game.
Oh, so I said, we're going to play oranges and elbows. And there were a couple of parents that were like, what did you say? And I was like, oranges and elbows. You know, the game oranges and elbows. And they were like, oh. And I just kept like, oranges and elbows, oranges and elbows. And then...
You didn't have them lick whipped cream on
no,
the beer
was
bottle,
no,
did you?
No, we didn't. We skipped that.
Good.
We saved that game for sixth grade.
Yeah.
But I came home and my brother's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I got all these games. We played oranges and elbows. And he was like, you did what? And I said, oranges and elbows. And he was like... assholes and elbows? And I was like, no, we didn't play that game at all. We played orange. He's like, no, that's what that sounds like. That's what you're saying. And I was like, oh, that's why all the funny looks from the parents.
I used to run those games in bars.
Oranges and elbows? I know you did. Because
like
I was probably at
week.
That bar. I was probably sitting on a milk crate in the back of that bar.
In the kitchen. I didn't even know you were there.
Nope.
All right, I think we're done here.
All
so
right.
We're going to try to do another one this week? Is that what we're thinking?
If you want to do Meanie, that sounds good.
Okay, let me try to get a hold of him and we'll...
Do you know him?
Let's do this!
I don't know him very well. I think he's aware of me.
Give me a kiss!
Thank you for listening to the Off the Air podcast. We'll be back with more. Thank you for your tweets and your emails. And if you'd like to email us, it's chickmcgee@chickmcgee.com.
And I'll take suggestions for my podcast name.
Do you have a? Don't you have an email at that
chickmcgee.com? I do. I have jess@chickmcgee.
Or jess@chickmcgee.com. You can email both of them.
jess@chickmcgee.com.
That's it.
Your life problems.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.